Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Mo H. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek. Today is Wednesday, February 11th. This is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and there is a solution on page 18, the fifth paragraph down, that the man who is making the approach through one paragraph ending with take up their beds and walk again. Today's readers are the 12 steps, Susan G., the 12 traditions, Aline S. The readers of the text are Leslie M. and Penny L.C. The share ID for Tuesday, February the 10th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 23,199. That's 23199. And for Wednesday, this morning's meeting, February 11th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, is 23,201. It's 23201. Our newcomer greeter is Kathleen W., and the announcements person is Robin P. Thank you all for your service. I really appreciate it. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition, states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Susan G. to read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, everybody. Susan G. in Tennessee, recovered compulsive overeater. The 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks for letting me give some service. I'll pass.
Hey, thank you very much. That's Susan G. from Tennessee. And now I will ask Aline S. to read the 12 traditions of OA. Good morning, Aline. Press star one to unmute. Aline? Penny LC, can you step in for me?
You bet I can. Okay.
Thank you. 12 traditions. Thank you very much.
Okay. This is Penny LC.
Good morning, Mo. I'm sorry. Oh, you got it. Okay.
Go ahead, Aline. Thank you. Thank you, Penny. Go ahead, Aline.
Thank you. This is Aline, a compulsive overeater in New York. These are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Number one, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all of these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. This is Aline S. in New York. I pass. Thank you for letting me be of service.
Thank you very much, Aline S. from New York. Directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 18, and there is a solution, the fifth paragraph down, that the man who is making the approach through one paragraph ending, take up their beds and walk again. The comments are on that one paragraph only, and I will now ask Leslie M. to read and comment for us. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much for your service. I am Leslie M. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. But the man who is making the approach has had the same difficulty, that he obviously knows what he is talking about, that his whole deportment shouts at the new prospect that he is a man with a real answer, that he has no attitude of holier than thou, nothing whatever except his sincere desire to be helpful, that there are no fees to pay, no axes to grind, no people to please, no lectures to be endured. These are the conditions we have found most effective. After such an approach, many take up their beds and walk again. You know, this paragraph has a lot of different meanings for me. I remember in the beginning when I was first recovered, I did have a holier-than-thou attitude, you know, but I've learned through that. That having a holier-than-thou attitude does not help anybody. And thinking that, you know, I have the only answer, I don't have the only answer. I'm grateful to have learned the rest of what it talks about here. I have the sincere desire to be helpful. No fees to pay, no access to grind, no people to please, no lectures to be endured. Simply, what I do is I tell my story. I say, this is where I was, so that they know that I have had the same difficulty. You know, this is what I've done with the food. And then, you know, that tells people that I know what I'm talking about, you know. And then I go on to say, you know, the things that I did, you know, the steps that I took, and where it got me, you know, to this being recovered, to having the mental obsession removed. And the part that it says, these are the conditions we have found most effective. And I absolutely agree with that, that when I preached and I, you know, and I had that holier than thou attitude, people got that from me, you know. It was like all through my life I defended, you know, and then when I first got recovered, I did, you know, and people knew that, you know, you don't have to say in words, people get it. And so I'm grateful to know today that all I have to do is share what I have, share my experience, strength, and hope with another compulsive overeater. And some people hear my story clearly and other people don't, you know, and that's exactly how it's supposed to be. Because really, you know, my higher power is in charge of all of this. You know, I didn't recover myself. My higher power took care of that. And I have to allow, you know, the people that I touch and the people that I come in contact with, the ones that I connect with, that's great. And the ones that I don't, that's okay also. You know, so I just need to be as effective as possible when I'm, you know, telling my story and, you know, hope that I touch one person, you know. And if that's it, and if I don't touch anybody, that's okay too. You know, I'm not in charge of any of that. And that's all I've got for today. Thanks, Mo.
Hey, thank you very much. Leslie M. from New York, for getting us started. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on this paragraph? Page 18, paragraph 5. I got you, Alex.
Thank you.
Freya H.
Paul R.
Freya H. Paul R. Got Alex
Loretta
K.
H.
Freya. Loretta H. Alex K. Freya H. Paul R. Loretta H. Anyone else in that group?
Wendy M. Sarah C.
Hi, Wendy. Sarah C. Is that
yeah.
Here? Thank you.
Sarah
Thank
C.
You, Sarah. Gotcha. I think we'll stop there. I have Alex K., Freya H., Paul R., Loretta H., Wendy M., and Sarah C. And please tell us where you're calling from. Everyone mute except Alex K. Good morning, Alex.
Thanks, Mo. Thanks, everyone, for being here. I'm Alex K., compulsive eater in California, given a reprieve for today. I love the line, nothing but a sincere desire to be helpful. Our only aim is to be helpful. The altruism I find here is something really special, unlike anything I've ever found anywhere else. And, of course, in helping others, we help ourselves. We strengthen our recovery, and that's how the program has kept going all these years. When I first came to OA, others passed the message on to me, the solution on to me, shared their experience, strength, and hope, showing me that it is possible to recover from this. I could recover as they had, and now I get to pass the message on to others, the solution and the message of hope. When I think about all the people at all the meetings I've attended over 30-plus years, all the people who took time to listen and share on phone calls, all the sponsors I've had, all of you and thousands of others on the member list, all the people who've been here for me, I'm so filled with gratitude. We're all in this together, same disease, same solution, and we can recover together. We're stronger together. I have a spiritual team with me all the time, you all in my higher power, and I don't have to do anything alone. I need lots of help. It takes a village, and I have it here. A solution that works. It really does. And it's the answer to my compulsive eating problem and my living problem. I'm so grateful I don't have to hurt myself with food anymore. I have this design for living that gives me peace with food and with myself and with life. And there were times when I didn't know if the program worked or if it would work for me. I struggled with relapse for a long time, but I've had contented abstinence for years now, which I never thought was possible. The impossible becomes possible. I'm so grateful I didn't give up before the miracle happened, and now I've experienced so many miracles of transformation and healing, and I know there are more to come. Keep coming back. It works. Together we get better. Thanks, everyone.
Well, thank you very much. That's Alex K. from California. Up next is Freya H., followed by Paul R. Good morning, Freya.
Good morning. Good morning, Mo. Freya H., really grateful, recovered, compulsive eater, bulimic restrictor in Colorado. I love the practicality of this paragraph. It's putting out this ideal for us about this is, if I'm looking for someone to take me through the steps, this is what I'm looking for. And if I am seeking to take someone through the steps, this is my ideal it's laid out for me. And why? It's because this is what's been found most effective. This is what works. You know, if it worked to lecture and cajole and, you know, force and manipulate and convince, then we would do that, but it doesn't work. And so it's such a wonderful relief, like was just shared, that all I have to do is share my experience, and I can share it honestly, but I can also share it lovingly and kindly. So I don't need to use my experience like a cudgel to try to convince someone else that they should have the same experience. I don't know what God has in store for them. And by sharing my own experience, I can, I don't have anything to defend. You know, I'm not trying to tell anyone they should have the same experience, and I'm certainly not lying. You know, I'm not making anything up. I'm just sharing what was true for me. And the more that I do share, the more perspective I have on my experience. So my perspective of exactly what I went through, it changes. So I'm always learning more even about my own story. And elsewhere in the book, it says things like, we know only a little. You know, God's going to reveal more to us. And it says we have no monopoly on God. And we certainly, you know, this isn't the only game in town. So if I go in thinking that whoever I'm speaking with or whoever I'm working with, they have to get this approach, I am not in a good place. So I love being able to just share my experience with no attachment. You know, maybe it'll work for you. This is what worked for me. And just let God work in that other person's life. So it's just a beautiful reality that we get to strive for these ideals. And I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you very much. That's Freya H. from Colorado. Up next is Paul R., followed by Loretta H. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Mo, and good morning, everyone. This is Paul R., a real recovering compulsive overeater. Just want to express my gratitude to the man that actually guided me through my journey to really find out what does that mean to be a problem drinker. Really, what's my problem is, because you know, I remember calling up this man, like, you know, like the first things he asked me is from the vision. His name is Larry G. He was my sponsor until not too long ago, and I caught him up first time because I listened his recording in Forgiveness, in step 9. And I caught him up because I was just, I just wanted what he has, and it was just a beautiful voice. And I caught him up, and he asked me first, do you know what's the problem and do you know what's the solution? And I did not. And I've been in OA 2 years that time. I did not know at all. And He's like, let's find out. So we went through this big book, and he take me through the big book first time to finding and seeking that there is a problem and there is a solution there over and over again in different descriptions. And, you know, the problem is now today that I know I have an alcoholic mind, and I have an allergy. And with that allergy triggered, that's not good. That mind that is also telling me that don't call the sponsor, don't go to the meeting, don't do this, what about me? That voice is keep talking to me today. And through this program and through the 12 steps and through sponsorship and working with others, I have a chance to not listen to this voice as much anymore, and really pause when it's coming, and really ask for direction, because I need God's help with that voice. And you know, that voice is, it's cunning, baffling, and powerful, and it comes from all different angles and wants me dead. And you know, thank God we discovered a common spiritual solution, which is outlined in the 12 steps. Thanks for letting me to share the path.
Thank you very much. That's Paul R. from California. Up next is Loretta H., followed by Wendy M. Good morning, Loretta.
Good morning, Mo, and good morning all. Along with my precious God, you are saving my life. Welcome to the newcomer, and thank you all who shared. Loretta H., recovered in North Carolina, and I too am a real compulsive overeater. Attraction rather than promotion. But I can't transmit something I haven't got. So there's a humility in that. And for me, humility has to be a part of my humanness today in order for me to be useful. The group I study with, that approach is so important, because it's that altruistic movement that even is talked about in the doctor's opinion, because it's the gift that keeps on giving. I can't keep what I have unless I give it away. So as a result, I must be, or hope to be, in fit spiritual condition. And that is by working these steps and finding the understanding of my own God. I actually always say my food plan is almost like that, because I am a different entity. I also have anorexia. But my God, as I stand under him, is personal to me. But I also have to work to find his presence. And the food plan belongs to me, because I am, you know, I go both ways. But because I have that approach, and I have the ability to answer some questions about that, and I also have, I don't have a solution, but I know that when I support people through the steps or with the steps, I have some sort of guidance that has the presence of God in them, and that it is God, and he's performing for me what I couldn't do for myself. So, and I read something this morning in my morning meditation reading that says, it's from Emmett Fox, that says, I have to learn to eat for myself, but I also have the responsibility to finding God's presence for myself, because then I can really incorporate it into the issues in my tissues for whatever type of entity I am. So all the work I have to do helps another person, because it is a gift that keeps on giving. So the four absolutes, usefulness, honesty, authenticity, and love, need to be on my heart when I do this, because if I don't, I can't transmit what I have. Thank you all.
And thank you. That's Loretta H. from North Carolina. Up next is Wendy M., followed by Sarah C. And after Sarah, I'll take another lineup of names. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Mo. Always good to hear your voice. Thanks for your service. Everybody on the line, this is Wendy M. in Boulder, Colorado, recovering. So what comes to me, I love this paragraph, and I always read it to my sponsees. What comes to me first is the traditions, right? Like I'll say, the traditions give us a safe place to land. The traditions give us instructions on how to relate to other human beings, right? And by the way, I eat over a relationship, so I need this paragraph. So it says, no fees to pay. So I always say to the sponsee when we're reading it, what would happen if I charged you for this call? And what comes to my mind is we're in the common and the uncommon. In other words, we're in an alternate universe right now, right? It would be a completely different experience, totally, if my sponsee Venmo'd me money every time we talked, right? So what we're doing here is creating a miracle, a miraculous universe that is safe, that has nothing to do with me selling anything, right? And you know, I just want to be helpful. Like, I don't have a debate. I don't debate my sponsees. I don't convince them. I don't chase them. And I'll tell you something. The other day, a new sponsee said, I'm interested. I said, great, talk to you Tuesday. And then she canceled. And my first go-to was, can you do Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, right? And then I erased my text, and I was like, I don't need to chase, convince, cajole, nothing. Right? If this person wants the program, they'll want it. And it has nothing to do with me. And I think that's the other thing that's really interesting here is that Wendy's out of the equation. When we sponsor, it's not about us, not even close, right? And when I get nervous when I sponsor, I make it about Wendy, right? Like, here's how I eat. You should eat like this. Or these are the 10 meetings I go to. You should go to those 10 meetings, right? Like, I don't know anything. God is guiding me and God is guiding them. Right? So it's the elimination of Wendy. Self is not involved here. All we're doing is guiding, helpful. But it's an alternative universe, right? Because if I charge them, we would be back in the old universe and the one that doesn't work. So it's just absolutely brilliant that I don't have to be better. I don't have to know anything except my own experience. There's nothing at all I have to do except express what it is I do, right? And if they see it and they want it, they'll do it. If not, they won't. It's not my business at all. But I love that I don't have to charge people for this. Because you know what else that would do? It would put pressure on me to do a, quote, good job, right? I'd be back at convincing, debating, and cajoling. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. That's Wendy M. from Colorado. Before I take Sarah C., let me remind those getting on the line where we're at. We're in There Is a Solution, page 18, the fifth paragraph down, that the man who is making the approach, ending with, many take up their beds and walk again. And after Sarah, I'll get another lineup. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, this is Sarah C., compulsive overeater from the Philadelphia area in Pennsylvania, and this is my very first time ever sharing on a Vision for You meetings. Mm-hmm. And where it says that his whole deportment shouts at a new prospect that he is a man with a real answer. And I came back to Overeaters Anonymous after 5 years away in September. And I went to the Vision for You convention. And the food addiction has taught me about, you don't have to tell me about what food addiction is. I know the food has taught me, my disease has taught me. And I know, like, I know more about the food. I know about it. I don't know how to get out of it. And I sat at that convention in November and I knew it. I knew you knew what you, not only did you know what was wrong with me, but you knew how to get out of it. You knew the road to my freedom, and that was the you don't have to tell me anymore about the freaking food. I know what the problem is. Can you get me out of it? And I'm telling you, that convention lit a fire under me. I saw it. I breathed it. I could feel it. I could taste it, that you had an answer that I needed. And you knew my problem, but more importantly, you knew the way out of it. And I struggled to get abstinent, like 3 days here, 3 days there, worked with a couple sponsors, and ended up in January going into an abstinence-based treatment program that I had been to 12 years ago in South Florida. And while I was there, you know, very supportive of a 12-step model and was able to get with a big book sponsor. And her and I last night went through our 11-step together, and I've been sending a nightly inventory to her through the toolkit app. And this morning, you know, read through the Working with Others chapter, and her and I are meeting tomorrow to review it and being available to give to other people what you guys handed to me. It's a bit overwhelming. And you guys were the people who shouted. Your whole deportment shouted that you knew what was wrong with me. That's awesome. But more importantly, you weren't afraid of my disease because you knew how to get me out of it. And I had to have it. I had to have it. And armed with my 9-step amends and not afraid. I mean, nervousness to go face to face with people, but not afraid because I want what's on the other side of that. And I listened to an AA speaker recently who said, we don't need to add ourselves to our 9-step list. Go ahead and make amends to everybody else, and I promise you'll have no amends to make to yourself. And I thought, that's what I'm taking with me into these, because I went through the 10th, have my 9-step, you know, did the 10th step as I continued to clean up the past. We did the 11th step, and now we're moving on to 12. And I feel armed with facts about myself and experience building because of you guys. And I just want to say thank you. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you very much, Sarah, for sharing your story and your experience, strength, and hope. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on this paragraph?
Pam B.
Anyone else?
Susan S.
Hey, I'd like to share. It's Christina J.
Christina J. Take maybe one or two more. Otherwise, we'll stop with those three. Anyone else? Okay, everyone mute except Pam B. Good morning, Pam. Tell us where you're calling from.
Good morning, Mo. My name is Pam B. from California. Very grateful to be here with you. Thank you for your service, Mo, and everyone else that makes this possible. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I felt led to share about my experience of being on the receiving end of how it's suggested in the book, in this paragraph. And I've been in a vision for you for about 3 years and had just struggled. You know, I think somebody just shared about like 3 days on, 5 days, you know, it's just been, and then I've had as much as 5 months a couple times. But the sponsors that I've had, the two, these women are just, they did it. They did it the way it's suggested. And I'm free today, but I'm so blessed that they did it the way it's recommended, because, you know, I felt bad enough and they believed that if I worked the steps, and it wasn't, I didn't feel any judgment, no shame, no. I mean, I can't imagine how awful I felt about myself if they, if I sensed their judgment or disappointment, or it was just like, just love, just acceptance, and going back to working the steps and believing it will come. And I am just so grateful. The last thing I'll share real quick is one of the things I'm experiencing as a result of working the steps and being with people in the program is I feel so like never before, like a part of, like I belong, that I am. And that's not just in this program, but like it's always I swim like, who's stronger, who's faster,
who's, I'm either faster or slower, smarter, dumber, or all that comparison, it's just gone. It's just, we're together, and I'm loving it. Anyway, thanks for letting me share, and have a good day, everybody. I pass.
Thank you very much. That's Pam B. from California. Up next is Susan S., followed by Christina J. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. This is Susan S. in California, and I haven't shared on here for a very long time. I'm relatively new, less than a year, and I just want to speak to pick up your mat. I won't go into specifics about scripture, but that is directly out of the Bible. I love that. And what it means to me is pick up your mat and go, because you no longer live in this spot. And I have appreciated everybody's shares. The first share, the person who read and then shared, loved that, and loved everybody's. And I love that the healing journey is as much as it's the same, it's also different for everybody. And we're all in the same book, but we experience things differently. And I appreciate sponsors who are able to recognize that. And even though we may walk the same steps through the same steps, we experience things differently. And that's okay, because that's how it's supposed to be. And God speaks to each one of us individually, and how we can hear Him, and how what is going to work best for each one of us individually. And I am just, this is one of my, the first time I read this, pick up your mat and go and be healed. I was like, you're healed. Pick up your mat and go. You won't be coming back here. You don't live here anymore. And I just thought, that's awesome. This is one of my favorite parts of the big book. And with that, I will pass.
Thank you very much. That's Susan S. from California. And before I take Christina J., let me remind everybody where we are. There is a solution, page 18. The fifth paragraph down begins with that the man who is making the approach, ending with many take up their beds and walk again. After Christina, I could probably take two or three more names. Good morning, Christina.
Morning, Mo. Morning, everyone. Thank you to Larry G. for helping me get on this call. And that doesn't need to be explained right now, but grateful to be here and grateful to be able to share on this paragraph. If this book was called You're an Addict, There's a Way Out, It's God. I don't know how many people, excuse me, pick up this book, excuse me, or if this book was, you're an addict, if you pay this much per month, you'll get free. I used to think that was true because I thought people needed money to motivate them, like they don't want to waste the money. Oh my God, how much money have I wasted on programs and books and diets and pills and all that stuff? And when I got so desperate in this thing, and I heard the word recovery on a vision meeting in 2015, I freaked. And within 3 days, I had a hardcore sponsor who wasn't friendly, and it's just what I thought I needed. She was militant, and we're going to do this. And, you know, because at one point in my life, I almost joined the Navy so I could get some discipline in my life. And that's a whole other story that didn't happen, thank God. But this is about love, people. This is about holding space for someone that's desperate, and effing suffering. And I went through many sponsors in my relapses, and I laid down on that bed so many times. I didn't know how to walk without it. I carried that bed with me just in case I needed to lay down again and get back into the food. Lay down again and be in self-pity. This is such a deeper walk than I knew at the beginning, that I knew halfway, that I knew three-quarters of the way. I didn't know. And today, the walk is with the higher power. And I have come to some gentle sponsors in my last 5 years, and what a gift. What a gift. They were a friend. They held space for me. I didn't have to please them. Like it says in this paragraph, there's nobody to please. I just had to let them be my guide. And they held space for me with love as I tumbled around and fumbled around, found my way, because as they held space for me, they showed me love. And that opened up a love in myself, for myself, that I didn't have to please them. I just had to do these steps and cry out to the one that's in my heart to please help me. You know, I was on my knees many times. I was in prayer many times, but still I went back to the food. And it's been a journey. It's been a beautiful journey. God had to show me many things through those relapses. I don't know if you have to be in relapse over and over, but I did, to learn the things I needed to learn, because each time it took me deeper and deeper, and I kept laying that mat down in more gross places, lower and lower places, lower and lower holes. Finally, I didn't want to be in that hole anymore. And it didn't happen like magic. It just kind of happened. And you just get more and more willing. You just get more and more strength. But I do believe you need someone to love you and hold space and be your friend that you can be honest with. Because I couldn't be honest with a militant. I couldn't be honest with people that laid rules and regulations down on me, because I thought, oh, I broke the rule. I broke the regulation. I can't go back. You know, I can't tell them. So that is where the big thing, I'll finish up with this, is that I had to be honest. And that became a beautiful thing for the little girl that never wanted to be imperfect. Love you all. I pass. And thank you, Larry.
Thank you very much, Christina J. All right. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So I have time for about 2 to 3 more people who would like to share. Who would like to share? Dana P.
Michelle A.C.
Michelle A.C.
Nadia D.
Nadia? Was that Nadia?
Yes, thank you.
Nadia B. All right, that is all I can take. And everybody please mute except Dana P.
Good morning.
Dana?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Oh, great, great. Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service. And good morning to all my friends and fellows, especially the newcomers. This program works, I'll tell you. And regarding the paragraph, I don't have the book in front of me, but I did hear a few things that made me think of the what's going on in the world right now. And this, I know it's a little off topic, but the monks that reached Washington and the meditation that's happening today. And one of the things that I've found, it's step 11, you know, we're talking about step 11. Something that came to me around this paragraph is the channel is blessed by what flows through it. And the people that have shared about the gentle sponsors and beautiful sponsorship and the experience that they've had, as a result of being attracted to what someone has, you know, and what is it that they have? They have the love and the light and the kindness and the power of God flowing through them. And it, when we have that power of God flowing through us, no, to grind, you know, all of those things that they said in the paragraph made me think of how I used to be very transactional about, you know, if I gave something, then that meant that you had to give something to me in return. And what's coming to me now is that we pay this forward and we let go of everything that happened in the past and we continue to pay it forward. So I don't, you know, and they say that too, the sponsorship, it's like, you don't owe me anything and I don't owe anyone else anything except, to pay it forward. And isn't that what Dr. Bob said? You know, what I have to do to honor my sponsor is to sponsor. So, yeah, that's what I have to say about that. And, thank you for letting me share and everyone have a wonderful day. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. That's Dana P. from California. Up next is Michelle A.C., followed by Nadia B. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Mo. This is Michelle A.C. in Boulder, Colorado, gratefully recovered, and gratefully recovered because of something that happened in this paragraph, which is that I was sort of I was new to OA, floating around trying to find a solution, and I was finding a lot of problems and no solutions. And I went to a speaker meeting, and I heard a woman speak, and I could just tell by her voice, by her humor, by her kindness, by what the way she spoke, that she had what I wanted. And I didn't even know what it was. I just knew that I needed to have whatever that was. And so she left her number at the end of the talk, and I called her. And we talked on the phone, and I said, what are you doing? I need whatever it is, I want to do it. And she said, oh, okay, this is what you need. And she gave me all the information for Vision for You. And I came here the next morning, and it was exactly what I needed. And I found a sponsor, and I worked the steps, and, you know, all of the things that this paragraph talks about, but I'd never met her. She just her comportment, her visage, you know, all these words that they'll listen to use, the way she spoke really touched my heart, because there was real recovery there, and you can't fake that. And you can't, you know, a lot of people will talk a good show, know the big book in and out, you know, they can say all the right things, but you can't feel it, and I could feel it. And then I had the absolute blessing of getting to meet her at the birthday party, which to me was one of those moments where I broke down in tears, because it was the goodness of a higher power that brought this person to just pass by me in a meeting and give to me this whole program. And I just can't sum up the gratitude I have for the fact that we live this and we just are this in the world. And when I meet those people, I really do see that the program works, and all of the things that this paragraph tells us are going to be passed on really are passed on. And, you know, it's astounding to me. It's just still astounding to me that this book from 90 years ago could so clearly speak the experience of people battling a different addiction in a different time and all the other differences. So anyway, I'm very, very thrilled when I get to read chapters where I think, wow, I would love to talk to Bill Wilson, because he was right. So thanks. That's all I've got.
Thank you very much. That's Michelle AC from Colorado. Nadia, I have 1 minute. Would you like to take that 1 minute share?
Thank you, Mo. I love it. Nadia D. Gratefully Recovered in Connecticut. That man who is making the approach has had the same difficulty, the same pain, the same fears, the same, suffering. And for me, this is an experience, spiritual experience. So I am so grateful to those people who showed me how to love. This is pure love for another human being that we sometimes don't even know. And that's what spiritual experience is in essence. And I'm so grateful that I've had a contact with people who had nothing but pure love to share with me. So grateful for this spiritual experience. And with that, I'll pass.
Oh, thank you, Nadia. Perfect timing. Thank you for just taking that minute. Thank you, everyone, for your shares and for getting us through that paragraph. Wow. Okay, we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I will now ask Penny L.C. to read A Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you. This is Penny L.C. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.